Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's Mary Dixon.
In 2 hours, students around the Chicago area plan to walk out of class to mark the moment 1 month ago that 17 students and educators were killed in a mass shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and to advocate for stronger gun controls. Governor Rauner's vetoed a measure that would have required state licensing of gun dealers in Illinois. Three central Illinois men are charged with bombing a Minnesota mosque last year and with an attempted bombing at a Champaign women's clinic. Bosses at Chicago headquartered United Airlines say they're investigating after a flight attendant insisted on putting a small dog in a carrier in an overhead bin. The dog died on a flight from Houston to New York this week. At last count in western Pennsylvania, Democrat Connor Lamb was leading Republican Rick Saccone by 641 votes in their closely watched special congressional election. Britain is expelling 23 Russian diplomats and calling for a special meeting of the UN Security Council to discuss the nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter on English soil. The Kremlin denies involvement. Stephen Hawking has died on Pi Day and Albert Einstein's birthday. The theoretical physicist connected Einstein's theory of relativity to the universe's beginning in the Big Bang and its end in black holes. He did it from a wheelchair and spoke through specialized computer software that was developed in large part because of his lifelong struggle with complications from Lou Gehrig's disease. He lived 50 years longer than doctors thought he would. Stephen Hawking was 76. It's 8:02 on XRT. Bulls lost to the Clippers 112-106. Notre Dame's won in the first round of the NIT. It's going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-40s. Clear skies tonight, a low in the upper 20s, and sunny tomorrow with a high in the low 40s. It's 24 at the lake, 25 at Midway and O'Hare.
Well, this half hour, I've got to turn to one of my favorite pie songs of all time. We'll get to that. Also, I just put up on the XRT Facebook page Lynn Bramer's top 10 pies of all time in honor of Pie Day. And I take it under advisement that I put those up there because, as you know, you can talk about politics, you can talk about religion, but you start talking about your top 10 pies, you're going to run into some trouble, my friend.
Very controversial. Strong opinions.
How can lemon meringue pie not be in your top 10? You suck.
You know, here's the thing. It's just his opinion, and we all know he is a idiot.
Stick to the music, Bramer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.